Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
So have you tried every diet known to mankind? And if you're trying to lose less than 20 pounds, or you're trying to really lose a lot, what do you do, especially around the holidays? Our guest is Donna Stone. She's an author, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and health and fitness and wellness expert. And this is Melanie Cole filling in for Dr. Pam Peek today with Michelle Robeson. Welcome to the show, Donna. Tell us a little bit about, you know, some healthy eating tips and building a foundation for that wholesome eating.
Sure. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on the show. You know, years ago, I had gained a lot of weight. I'm relatively short. I'm 5'4", and I had moved to New York City and gained about 40 pounds, and I just tried everything that was out there at the time. Read every diet book, tried every diet program, even went to, you know, the commercial weight loss centers where you bring your food with you to work, and you go in every week and weigh in, and just nothing seemed to work for me. And I just remember, you know, being in my bed in New York City in tears, thinking that, you know what, I'm just always going to be this weight. I'm never going to get back to a comfortable level. And it finally dawned on me the reason all these things weren't working for me is it just wasn't a way of life that you could sustain for the long term. And I needed to develop something on my own that I knew that I could eat like this for the rest of my life and not have to give up my favorite foods. And that's kind of how my book, Healthy You, came to be. It's a program that gets people back to eating healthy, gets you back to the basics, and makes you really understand, you know, what you're putting in your body and how to lose weight.
So tell us some of the secrets to losing weight. Because in the book, it's 14 days to quick and permanent weight loss, right, and a happy, healthier you. So can you give us some examples of things that we can do?
Absolutely. So it's a two-week program, like you said, 14 days. And in the beginning, the very first week, what we do is it's called an elimination phase or elimination week. And every day we eliminate something from our diet. So, for example, day one is sugar, which is very difficult for a lot of people. Day yes. two is wheat. Day three is dairy. Day four is processed foods and so on. And it's not that I believe that wheat or dairy or even sugar in moderation is bad for you. But what happens to most of us is we tend to consume these items in excess, and we don't even realize how much we're eating anymore. And we're really eating those foods, you know, the excess sugar and the processed and the artificial sweeteners, in place of healthier foods. So the whole premise of that week is about getting back to eating a wholesome, very clean diet. So by day seven, what you're eating is a clean diet. You know, you're no alcohol, no red meat, no artificial sweeteners, no processed foods, no dairy, no wheat, no sugar. What's left is fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and nuts and seeds and legumes, and it's just perfect diet. And what happens is most of the time it's so different from how we've been eating that we start noticing changes, not only in our weight, which happens immediately and pretty quickly, but also just our skin starts to look better. We start sleeping better at night. We start feeling better. We have more self-confidence. And it really just stems from eating a healthier diet. And then week two is the clean week or the clean phase. And you spend 7 days on a 100% clean diet. And we just did couple months ago, we just did our first little program through a Facebook group. And we had about 260 women join us. It was just a pilot program. We wanted to see how the communication would be through this Facebook group. And the feedback was absolutely phenomenal. Most people lost anywhere from 7 to 14 pounds in the 2 weeks on the Healthy You program. But more importantly, they were seeing those changes in their skin and how they were feeling and in their energy level. And it was just amazing. We're actually going to be doing another Healthy You challenge coming up here pretty soon.
Hey, Donna, are these changes that you make in that first week, and you're saying 14 days to quick and permanent weight loss, and Michelle and I both, you know a lot about nutrition, and I'm an exercise physiologist. Are these permanent changes so you can never go back to wheat, or bread, alcohol, any of these kinds of things? Because that's hard to imagine.
No one would do it.
I wouldn't like
no
that.
No one would do it.
I wouldn't either.
Right? No one would do it. So no, what it is about is that first week and then the second week, which is 100% clean, like I mentioned, it's not that I believe wheat is bad or dairy is bad for you. What I believe is a lot of us are consuming it in excess. And so these 2 weeks start making us more aware of what we're eating and more conscious of what we're eating. Also, for a lot of us, especially someone like me who loves everything sweet, I love chocolate, I love wine. For me, what it does is really open my eyes to what food tastes like when I get rid of the sugar in my diet. But after the 14 days, there's a whole chapter in my book, Healthy You, about how to bring those foods back in moderation and also how to make better choices and better selections.
So, glad to hear
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I do pizza night every Sunday with my, I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and every Sunday we do pizza night. And I love chocolate and I love wine. And so these are things that I'm not going to, you know, give up forever. And I think that's why a lot of the programs I had tried in the past when I needed to lose weight didn't work for me, because there was no going back, and I couldn't imagine a life. I love food, and so I couldn't imagine a life like that. What this program does is it really just gets you back to eating healthier. It tells you how to eat your favorite foods in moderation so you can continue to lose weight. And I lost 40 pounds doing this and have been at my goal weight for nearly 20 years now.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. So it's really just more lifestyle, right? It just comes down to lifestyle. And do you recommend exercise programs to go along with this?
You know, it's so funny. Everybody asked me that. So my background, I mean, prior to writing this book, I owned Women's Running Magazine and the Women's Half Marathon series, which I sold just last year. And so exercise always has played a large role in my life. I think exercise is extremely important. But what I found during those years of running the magazine and the race series is there are so many people out there and so many women out there that have a lot of weight to lose, and they're just not ready to put on their gym shorts and go to the gym or even go outside and run or walk. And so for me, this book, it doesn't talk about exercise in the book, although I believe it's important. I say that in here. But what the book is about is first getting you to a point where you start losing weight, you start feeling better about yourself, and then I'm hoping that you'll take that next step and get outside and go for a walk or walk on a treadmill and just get started, because exercise is so important to our overall health.
But you're looking more at just helping women get back in the groove of eating better and then going on to the next thing. I think that's an interesting approach, because I know for even myself, sometimes I'm afraid to exercise too hard because I haven't been doing it long enough, and I've gotten away from it because I travel so much with the company that I worry about heart disease. I worry about, you know, all the things that I probably shouldn't be thinking about, but at 54, I'm starting to think about these things. And so I'm more
Why
inclined,
shouldn't you be thinking about them, Michelle?
Well, I mean, you know, because I look so healthy, right, Melanie? I mean, you look at me and you go, oh, she's the picture of health. She must exercise all the time. The truth be told, I'm going to tell the truth. I don't.
Because I think we all
this.
Need to think about it. I think we all need, I mean, maybe not obsessed, maybe the way I do. Well, and Donna, just so you know, I'm 4'10". And so I had to lose my baby weight and too. So I understand where you're going with all of this. But I think that, you know, Michelle and women generally in our age group, without being hypochondriacs, we have to think about this stuff and clean eating and exercise. And, you know, no matter how much exercise, it's never going to be too much unless you're like, you know, bodybuilder stuff. So.
Yeah, most people don't have enough time in their day to do in excess or do too much. But I am a huge proponent of exercise, and I think it's such an important part of being healthy. And I listen to what Michelle's saying, and I do think as we get older, we start to think about those things, and we start to think about not just exercise as a way to lose weight or to get fit. We start thinking about it as part of our health, like you said, to help with heart disease and things that are going on. So
right.
I do think it's important. I just think some people won't start until they lose the weight first.
Hey, thanks, Dawn, for coming on. You can go to dawnstone.com. That's her website. And you're listening to her radio. Stay well.